opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, Linda has got a big gig going tomorrow and she's out getting ready for that. It's Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our chat room's right there, too. Good morning, Sonny. I see you're up already in here. And my buddy, Jared, is at the helm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's weather info? Do you have any fire update right there?
I do.
Okay, so let's do weather and fires.
All right. Let's see. It's currently 72 degrees here in Reading. Today, it's going to be hazy all the way through Saturday, actually, with a high of 106, a low of 73. Tomorrow, a high of 108, a low of 75. Sunday, a high of 110, and a low of 73. Monday, 105, a low of 71. Tuesday, high of 101 with a low of 66. Wednesday, 101, low of 66. And on Thursday, a high of 102.
Ooh. Fire updates.
Dixie Fire is currently 515,000 acres at 31% containment. Let's see. McFarland Fire, which is near Six Rivers National Forest or Trinity National Forest, 40,000 acres, 57% contained. River Complex, which is 32,000 acres, excuse me, and 10% containment. And Klamath National Forest, we have McCash Fire, which is 2,000 acres.
You know, it's not even hardly even worth mentioning 2,000 acre fires anymore.
Antelope Fire, 45,000 acres, 24% contained. That's northwest of Reading, or northeast of Reading, excuse me.
Is that the antelope's up there by Tennant, up in that area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's enough. That's all I can take. The weather reports and the fire reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Business out of Anderson, a better-known business, has been around about 20 years. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends. It's the customer service that makes the difference, and that's what makes Shasta Gas Propane shine. They have outstanding customer service. Like I said, a veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. 365-3793. I was slurring my words there. Today, the air quality index is 148, which is unhealthy. Health effects can be immediately felt by sensitive groups. Healthy individuals may experience difficulty breathing and throat irritation with prolonged exposure. Limit outdoor activity. I just know that I've been sneezing and your eyes start to water and all those things. Okay. Wow. After all that good news, we have Katrina with us, though, from Haven Humane, and you have got an adorable dog here.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to introduce you guys to my friend Maru. He came to us as a stray back in May, and he really has stolen all of our hearts since then. He's just a really joyful dog. He has a really playful energy. He's a 2-year-old pit mix. He's just beautiful because he has this brindle coat pretty much entirely, but he has some like white on his face and some white on his paws.
He comes up to you and sniffs your hands, licks your fingers, and then falls over for you to rub his belly. It is so cute. He goes, hey, want to rub my belly? And his tail hasn't stopped wagging since he's been in here. All I can see is the tip of it because he's underneath the table. All I see is the tip, the white-tipped tail going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
What an adorable dog. Yeah. And you know what? He's about, 45 pounds?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Maybe. And he's got a sweet face. And really sweet, really, you know, his eyes are cool. I mean, his eyes in such the way he looks at you like that. Are there any bad things about him? Not bad, I shouldn't say, but things people, some dogs just when they see cats will chase them.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell, though.
Yeah. No, he's a really sweet guy. He's definitely a friend to all people, but he would prefer to be the only dog in your life so he can give you all the love he has to give.
That's a good way of putting it. Okay. And good with kids?
Yes.
Okay.
He actually met, we were doing our Camp Love a Pet, he actually met a lot of the campers. So there was probably about, I don't know, like a good 10 or so kids interacting with him, and he was honestly fine with it. He was loving it. He was getting so much attention and just really, really enjoying it.
He's over here licking my fingers. What a cute dog. He's got a white face. He's brindle, like you said, so he's got white on him. And he looks like somebody that if you put him in a home with some kids, you know, some older kids, because I can't tell how exuberant he is. Sometimes dogs, with love, will accidentally knock down little kids. But maybe he wouldn't. But if you have, say, 5-6-year-olds or something like that, this could become their dog for a long time.
Oh, definitely. I think he'd be a really good family dog. Yeah. Because he's definitely going to want to play with the kids and run around. But he's also a really big cuddle bug.
I could tell that. He was up there. He was already, he was kind of climbing into your lap because he wanted to be hugged.
Yeah, he was.
Doesn't it make you wonder how a dog is like this and then just is on the road? And obviously he's been taken care of, and I don't mean just by you, but he's obviously had affection in his life because he's not afraid of humans, and which means is that somebody has raised him with some affection. So I always wonder about that, how that happens.
I know. So. I always wonder about their backstories and kind of where they came from. And
well, you know what you should do is like we do when we have our lieutenants come into the Marine Corps is write a little bio, auto bio, and tell us about them. So, you know, then you could learn a little bit more. Of course, if they could write a bio, I'd adopt him if he could write a bio.
Right.
Yeah, because there's a lot of questions you like to ask dogs. Why do dogs do this? Am I going too far?
No. I think if he could talk, Mario would have some good answers.
You know what? Animals. If they could, you know, just one day you could ask animals questions. And, of course, you know, if one day you could ask a politician a question, you know, I think you'd get a better answer from the dogs. So, but that's
probably
that's just me. Okay, so how does somebody come in right now? And we're putting a picture of him on our chat room, right? We're going to do that.
I already did.
Oh, you did.
It posted it sideways though. I don't know why, because I took the picture the right way. So I don't know how to.
Anyway, but this is what he looks like, and he is a like I said, he is a cutie.
Just you turn your computer to your side.
Have you already deleted something?
I deleted. No, I tried to repost it. Thinking
okay.
That, and then it came out the same way, so I deleted it.
I'm starting early deleting messages, chat rooms. You know, usually it takes me a little while to get ramped up.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes they start right off the bat with things that are just like, wow. Okay, so how do we adopt Mario?
So Mario, his adoption fee has actually been fully sponsored. So if you come down today, no appointment necessary, you can come down and meet with him and see if he'd be a good addition to your family. So all you would have to pay for is his licensing fee, which is $10.
So for $10, you get a great dog that's been, he's been fixed, he's got his shots, he has a chip in him, he's got it all. He's ready to go home today.
He's ready, he's amped, he's ready to go home, and he's ready to give you lots of love.
This is the kind of dog, you throw him in the back seat. And you know, and as you're driving home, all of a sudden there's a face there, and he's there, face. And then, you know, then if you got that, you know, those captain seats in your front, like of your truck, pretty soon then there's a head, and then there's a head and feet, and then pretty soon there's half of him laying on the console. Then pretty soon there he is in the front seat with you, with a big smile on his face.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a co-pilot.
I'm thinking he's this kind of dog. You know, hell, I may take him home. Hey, Linda, look what I got. I just can't send you anywhere, Carl. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And we've now the Bark, Wine, and Brew still on?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's coming up in October.
And then the Zumba Bash?
Yeah, we have the Zumba Bash coming up on the 21st still. I believe you can still purchase tickets for that.
Good.
And it's at Anderson Family Fitness. And then we also have our Make a Difference event coming up on the 28th at Pathways to Hope over off Benton Drive. And this one, that is a free event. It's going to be us and four other local nonprofits putting on an event with food and activities, kind of just giving the public information about what we're all about and also giving you opportunities to sign up to volunteer and work with dogs like Maru.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Katrina, thank you so much. Thank you for what you do. You know, if it wasn't for Haven Humane, this would not be as good a place as it is.
Well, thank you.
You know what I mean? There'd be a, I mean, it's a no-kill shelter for dogs, and you're working your way there as fast as you can for the kitty, you know, for the cats. And it's just, y'all provide such a valuable service. And it's not easy. I mean, you guys are out there in this weather, you're out there when there's fires rescuing animals. You know, it's a big thing that y'all do, and it's very much appreciated.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here and come back. Hey, I've got the latest census numbers for California and Shasta County, and it's kind of interesting when I read them last night. I want to share them with you when we get back. But this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, the only place in town that I buy a gun from, and they have all the accessories, all the ammunition, great customer service, and, you know, you need some work done on your gun, John Bastiani. He's one of the best. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back, 7:16 in the morning. The temperature is approximately 73 degrees and smoky. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. 720 in the morning, 73 degrees out there on here on Friday the 13th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's not bad luck to walk into Cornerstone Community Bank. They are moving local dreams forward. You can stop by any of the three branches, one on 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street, right downtown here in Redding. And, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And I think around October they're going to be opening up the Anderson branch, Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay, this is two of my favorite days here. National days, buddy. They are?
Blame Someone Else Day.
Oh, yes! If you don't like the show, I'm blaming it right now on Terry Raposa. Okay.
And it is a Left-Hander's Day.
Left-Hander's Day. Now, left, the word for left in Italian is sinistre. You know, the same word as sinister. Lefties
on Friday the 13th.
On Friday the 13th, Left-Handed People's Day, tells you something. What can I say? Hey, have you checked out the census, the newest census count? Okay. I'm going to hit this hot and heavy here, but I'm going to hit California first. And then get right down here to Shasta County and then into Redding. This is from the 2020 census. In California, the 2020 count was 39,538,223. Isn't that something? All the way down to that. The change, it was 2 million more, went up 6.1%. Yet we lost a congressional seat. That's interesting. It's broken down white, black, American, Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, other races, two or more races, and Hispanic. It appears that the white population, the Cox, had a 24% change minus 5 million, over 5 million white individuals have left the state since 2010. And my computer just updated itself. Thank you very much for that. Blacks had left the state. 62,000 blacks had left the state for a minus 2.7 there. American Indian, though, went up to 631,000. That's a change of 268,000 American Indians for a change of a plus 73%. Asians went up 25%, over 1 million. Pacific Islanders went up 8.9%, up to a whopping 157,000. Other race, and I'm not sure what other race is. How you may maybe choose to designate yourself as another race. That went up 32% to 8 million. Two or more races went up 217%. So, from 5 million up to a 5,760,000 went up 3 million people in that change. It could be just because people are more aware, maybe changed their before they had just your basic ethnic groups, and now it's changed. And Hispanic went up 11.2%. Now in Shasta County, which is I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath for this, the 2020 count was 182,000 people. It went up 4,900, almost 5,000 people in the 10 years for a 2.8% change. The white population dropped 7% to 142,000 of that group, a change of 10,000, almost 11,000 people. The black ethnic group went up 23% to 1,912 people in Shasta County. It went up 364. American Indian lost 0.8%. 0.8% went down 39 to 4,900. Asians, almost 6,000 Asians in Shasta County. That went up 36%. Pacific Islanders went up 36%. And they had 371 Pacific Islanders. Other race went up to 6,523, a 44% raise. Two or more races, and there's 19,000 people in Shasta County that say they are of two or more races, and that went up 149%. And Hispanic, the 2020 count is 19,730. And the change was 4,852, so that went up 32%. Now, in Redding, and by the way, if you go to the Record Searchlight, they've got all these stats here, but a lot of people don't take the Record Searchlight, I understand. In Redding itself, we went up 3,700 people. So we broke the 90,000 mark. We're at 93,611. We went up 4.2%. However, the white population dropped 6.6% from 72,000 to 72,000. It dropped 5,000 people. 5,000 whites left the area. It doesn't mean they necessarily left California, as it is maybe they moved to other parts of California. Or maybe not. Maybe they just left. The black population gained 27% up to 1,395 in Redding, a change of 300. American Indian went up in Redding to 2,214, went up 8.8%. Asians went up 37% for a total of 4,161. Pacific Islanders, or 216 Pacific Islanders, that's up 38%. Other races, went up 41% to 3,000. Two or more races went up 149% to 10,298. And Hispanic went up 34% to 10,490, up 2,700. Anderson grew at 14%. They're up to 11,000. They gained in white population by 3.8%. They went up to 119 black, of the black ethnic group for 70%. 119, you know, 49 people more. The big one was, again, two or more races at 140%. So, these numbers are out. Extremely interesting that, whites, just by this, people who identify as Caucasians, in the state of California, 5 million left for a 24% change. That's a pretty big change right there when you're looking at the numbers. You know, many, you know, even though two or more races went up 217%, it was still less than the number of whites that are leaving Shasta County. The state of California. I'm sure it had nothing to do with taxes. I've got friends, and they're losing four people here in the next couple of months. He'll be calling in on Monday telling us why he's leaving. And this is an old friend of mine that I've known since the military. He's Brit. His family was, you know, came over from England. That's a long story. But worked for our government and decided that they really liked America. And came over here and had a great place down in Escondido. He's going to tell you why he's moving. That'll be Monday at 7:30. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, there are other things that we're going to be talking about that I have found in the news lately. And the including what's happening at the border. Even the head of the Border Patrol, or not Border Patrol, but DHS, we may have lost down there. We may have lost, my friends. Crackmaster will never lose, though. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. He is truly from the old school. He's not going to take any chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst is going to fix it, and then he guarantees it. For a free consultation, make an appointment or stop by. His phone number is 241-8373. And stop by at 3208 South Market Street. He's not going to waste your time. If you can't fix it, he'll tell you, and he'll send you someplace he trusts. But when he does fix it, he guarantees it for life. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back, 7:30 here on Friday the 13th.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Redian Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Redian. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Redian. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We got open lines for the next half hour. Then we have the gent in charge of all the Redding airports is going to join us at 8 o'clock with all the great things that are happening there.
Jim Wadley.
Jim Wadley, good guy. Former Marine, which explains a whole lot. Hey, look, you're thinking about redoing your kitchen, adding that granite, that marble, that slate, then give Mike Huber a call. Mike's one of the good guys. He's been customizing homes for close to 18 years now. He works by appointments only because that's how busy he is, but he's truly an artist when it comes to working with those materials. The table he made here of slate is, and it's got to be like 400 pounds, but Linda can move it around easily because of the way he set it up on the legs it's on. The polished, aluminum legs that are on here just moves easily. But Mike's the kind of guy that you are not going to be sorry for when you call him to have something, for him to work magic in your house. Give him a call at 241-STONE. If you give him a call, it's free consultations. Or go to estategranite.com. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. The head of the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, met privately with Border Patrol agents in Texas and said in a leaked audio that the border crisis is unsustainable and we're going to lose if the borders are our first line of defense. A couple of days ago, I was down in Mexico. This is his quotes here. And I said, look, you know, if our border's the first line of defense, we're going to lose. This is unsustainable. We can't continue like this. Our people in the field can't continue and our system isn't built for it. He said the federal government system was not designed to handle such an influx of migrants as the U.S. has seen in recent months. Is very well aware that the sector down there in this portion of Texas was very much at close to breaking. He announced that the agents handled more than 212,000 migrant encounters in July, making a 13% increase from the previous month, which had been a huge increase from the month before that. It's one of the toughest challenges that are faced. He's asking for more people. He's asking that, and this is interesting, he's asking that Title 42, to keep that in place. Now, Title 42 was put in under the Trump administration to prevent the spread of COVID, allows for the expulsion of nearly all single adults and many families without being given a chance to seek asylum. Advocacy groups have been pressing on Biden administration to do away with the ban. However, the Department of Homeland Security is pressing for more expulsion flights into the interior of Mexico so the individuals just can't turn around and give it another try. As it is, they said that they're getting a 40% COVID infection rate from many of the migrants that are coming across in this one sector. 40% of them have COVID. And what are they doing? The ones they can't turn around are being busted or flown into the interior someplace. And they refuse to tell people where they're going to. So just say that, you know, and I don't know which town it is. Let's just say it's Jared King, the township of Jared King, with 50 or 60,000 people, and they drop in 100 migrants, 60 of whom who have COVID, without telling anybody. That's going to have a severe impact on that town, that city. And, this is just wrong. Right now, this resurgence, this surge of COVID, the Delta variant, is making an impact on a city our size, 93,000 now. We've got people in the hospital. We have people in the ICU. You've got places in Arkansas, Louisiana, they're out of ICU beds. And yet we still let people across the border like this. What is Joe Biden thinking? Trump, whether you liked him or not, he closed that border where we at least had it under control. and people were turned back. There was ways of holding them in Mexico and, you know, having them wait in line there till we came across. You know, whether you like it or not, we don't have the emergency, and it's now, according to the leader, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, we're at the breaking point. What's it going to take? I mean, the surges keep coming and coming and coming, and yet the person in charge of the border, Vice President Harris, has visited El Paso once. She went down to Central America to have a meeting down there, and it was laughable. People rioting outside. She was treated with disdain by their governments. And what is she doing now? She's running the phones, you know, calling different countries. This is Vice President Harris. Do they even take her calls? I don't know. This is going, you know, this is not getting any better. And now with COVID like this, and we're forcing kids to wear masks, we're making people, now they're mandating it. If you're going to go to college, if you're going to work in businesses, you will wear a mask, or you will be vaccinated, if you're not vaccinated, you're going to get tested twice a week. And yet we let the border come open. There's something wrong here. Again, it seems like some people are getting a pass. Why are they getting a pass? And our kids are wearing masks in schools. The Biden administration has completely failed along the border. Completely failed. We don't have control of it. How do you have a nation, my friends, if you don't have a border that is secure? What are the two aspects of a nation? Common language and a border. If the border becomes a sieve, as it's happening, then how do you control it? How many more hundreds of thousands of people can keep coming across the border like this? And many of them who are infected. You know, we make a big thing of vaccination, not just for COVID, but things like smallpox, of course, polio, diphtheria, whooping cough. Why is whooping cough taking off again? You know, and what do people do? They point at other Americans. Well, they didn't get their inoculations. How many people of the hundreds of thousands, now we're talking like in the millions, how many of them coming across the border have all those inoculations? You know, there's some countries that inoculate their people for this, their citizens, but many others, you know, don't. They don't have the capabilities. And they keep pouring across the border. Could that be one of the reasons that COVID is rising? You know, let's point at the unvaccinated Americans. What about the unvaccinated illegals that come across the border, that we move back, that we move into interior parts of the country? It's ridiculous. You know, Democrats along the border are screaming for help. What is the Biden administration doing? I think it is just too much for President Biden to handle. He's got good people out there. Why doesn't he just turn it loose and say, okay, we need to shut this border down until we get this COVID. You know, use COVID as an excuse, Joe. Until we get COVID under control and it's raised its ugly head again with this Delta variant, and to be followed by Delta, you know, it's all by a Greek alphabet. So next will be Epsilon. The Epsilon variant, when it starts, and then the Gamma after that, I mean, it's just going to keep coming. But as long as you keep the border open, there is one way that is going to keep growing. Use COVID, President Biden, to shut the border down. Protect your citizens. Protect your citizens. Who takes priority in the Biden administration, I guess, is my question. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back. I want to talk about what's happening in Afghanistan. And, you know, it is just sad. 20 years. Biden sending more troops back. Oh, yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, a happy place. This is a happy place. During when we were all locked down last year, you know, when you get in And the only person you're seeing is your loved one. Sometimes there's words. That's why Four Winds Jewelry was so nice. They put a small display case there, and it just said, "I'm sorry," and "Love, Carl." So I could go down there and pick up little things, knowing that I had gone way over the top with Linda. So I'd go down there and pick out something nice, set of earrings or things like this. But that's really a nice display case. You can go on down there, take a look. However, in reality, they have a huge selection of jewelry, from estate jewelry to Native American to stuff they designed themselves, and just beautiful jewelry at very fair prices. That's Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. 7:45 in the morning, 73 degrees and smoky. Your air quality index is 167, which is unhealthy. We'll be right back.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cinerama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. Hey, man, I like it when it's rocking. It keeps me moving here. It keeps my feet moving, tapping, doing those little, you know, John Travolta moves from Saturday Night Fever that I am so well known for. He had nothing on me. Welcome back. It is 7:50 in the morning, and 73 degrees out there, quality index. I don't even know why I keep saying this. I mean, does it take me to tell you it's unhealthy outside? Has anybody seen the horizon in 2 weeks? Have you seen the horizon in 2 weeks?
It's been a while.
Hey, Ron. Good morning, Ron. Have you seen the horizon in 2 weeks?
Nope.
Have I'll you even seen
one big orange spot?
Yeah. Why is it, you know, the sun comes up, it's orange. The sun goes down, it's orange. The moon comes up, it's orange. You know, I mean.
Just too much smoke in the air.
Gosh, I wonder what's causing that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, what you got,
Somebody was a match. I didn't need it. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, what you got?
I got disagree with you.
Our
borders are very much under control. As long as you're with the United Nations, with David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, and the Clintons, and Nancy Pelosi, I mean, they're very much under control. They're trying to tear our country apart, and they're doing a very good job at it. So
Wait a minute. You have to add the media to this.
So this is what's going on. But anyhow, my question is, when's our new constitutional sheriff going to be sworn in?
Today at 1300.
1300, okay.
I believe that's it. Why don't you look that up for sure, Jared, but I know it's today. I thought it was 1 p.m. It could be a little bit later. So,
okay, where's that at? At the
County Courthouse.
County Courthouse, okay.
But we're going to find that information out, and we will announce that.
Okay.
In a few minutes.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Okay, thanks, Ron. Hey, by the way, Nick keeps calling me and bothering me about how many business licenses there are in Reading. Now, look, I looked them up. There's page after page after page. So, Nick, you just go there and you add them all up. Now, I did call the clerk's office and I left my name and number and said, how many business licenses are there in the city of Reading? And I have not received a call back, but it's only been 24 hours. I think they give themselves a week to call you back. I'm going to call again today just because now they've irritated me. And so I'm going to move it up a step. So I'm going to go to somebody in charge and go up to Mr. Pontus' office. Or maybe I'll go to the assistant CEO, Eric McGrinney's office, and say, hey, how many businesses? How many business licenses? Well, wait a minute. That's the county. Let me kick it up to Barry Tipton, and say, Barry, I've called and nobody gives me the answer for this. So I'm sure that Barry will make a phone call and somebody will call me back today. Okay. Has anybody been following about what's happening in the fall of Afghanistan? 20 years. We've been in Afghanistan. We went in 2001. We destroyed the Al-Qaeda. We destroyed the Taliban, something the Russians couldn't do in years, and we destroyed them in less than a year. Moved them back out, tried to give the government back to the people, tried to help them establish democracy, help them establish safety, help them establish schools, water, sanitation, and this for 20 years, so kids could go to school. Yes, little girls could go to school, so they could be educated, because you couldn't do that under the Taliban. So Trump started the initial pullout with the peace plan in place. Somehow Biden has managed to screw that up, and he pulled everybody out. So Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan on Friday seized Kandahar and Herat, the country's second and third largest cities, hours after it was confirmed that the U.S. military will help evacuate Americans from the embassy in Kabul. 3,000 Americans going in there, two battalions of Marines, one of soldiers with Army brigade standing by in Kuwait to move in there. Right now, it looks like they control the Taliban. Now, let me tell you what an insurgency is. This is an insurgency. To say there is an insurgency at the Capitol, and I've said this since from the beginning, you want to call it a riot, you want to call it, trespassing, with special provisions in it, that's fine. An insurgency, my friends, is when they're coming in with guns. They're taking over the government. That didn't happen. That's an insurgency. Now, that's my definition of an insurgency. You may not like it, but that's, I've seen insurgencies. I've fought insurgencies. The fact is, that's what an insurgency is. Not a riot of totally misguided or even people who had that on their mind that, when they left the building, the damage was insignificant. The only person killed was one of the people that had entered the White House. Was it serious? Yes. Should they be punished? Yes. Absolutely. I would never say anything else but that. But the term insurgency is what the Taliban are doing in Afghanistan. Right now, if you take a look at the map, and you can just go online or just draw a picture of Afghanistan, if you can, and make a small portion of it, one-third, color it one color, and say blue. And then put the rest of the country in purple, because that's the Taliban. While there are just three major cities in the country are still under the government's control, but now they're positioned themselves to attack Kabul. That's why we're sending in troops. We just pulled out the troops. So now we're sending them back in so we can evacuate not only the Americans, but also those Afghans who helped the Americans while we were there, because they will be hunted down and they'll be killed or found horrible things to be done to them. Yeah, that's what usually happens. If you remember Vietnam, when we pulled out of Vietnam, what happened after that? Re-education camps, wholesale murders, executions, jailings for years. Even it lasted into a decade. And let me tell you, this is not a pretty withdrawal. You got people getting on the helicopters, and they're just going to be rotating helicopters out of there one after another. Now, the Taliban will probably let them do that. The Taliban doesn't want to, shoot down several helicopters with Americans in them, because it'll light us up again, and then here we come with the heaviest air power you have ever seen. So they'll probably let that happen, because why should they even worry about us? Because right after that, they're going to move into Kabul. Now, what's that mean if the Taliban, again, impose brutal, repressive government, which they did, all but eliminating women's rights and conducting public, and they'll conduct public executions, which is, big over there. The plans to evacuate the Americans was briefed to President Biden earlier Thursday. The military will evacuate thousands of American citizens and Afghan interpreters from Kabul. Things are moving. The UK said their forces would make a return to Afghanistan if the resurgence of Al-Qaeda in the country becomes a hotbed for terrorism. I'm going to leave every option open. I imagine that we will too, but I kind of think, like most countries that invade Afghanistan, that we've had enough. And it's going to be years, but then there'll be another incident, and then we're going to go back, and my grandson will be fighting in Afghanistan. There's no doubt. He wants to be a Marine. And if you're a Marine, you fight. And where is he going to fight? He'll probably fight in Afghanistan, hopefully not in the South China Sea, unless we get a lot better against the Chinese. Okay. I don't even know what to say about this. Beyond the fact that the Obama administration who made a mess. Okay, let's go back to the Bush administration and went into Iraq. But then the Obama administration completely destroyed the Middle East single-handedly, led to the rise of ISIS, to the point that when Trump went back and destroyed ISIS, and now in Afghanistan, and Afghanistan is probably going to fall, maybe in a month to the Taliban. Maybe once we pull all of our people out, maybe a month, maybe 2 months. We've got two-thirds of the country now. So ask yourself, what did we accomplish in 20 years? We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Taliban continues its lightning offensive across Afghanistan, capturing more territory. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace worries the withdrawal of coalition troops may open the door for international terrorism based out of Afghanistan.
For 20 years, we effectively bought peace on our streets because al-Qaeda was unable to launch plots from Afghanistan in the way it had. And we had obviously invested in education and support for the Afghan government. But, you know, I have been pretty blunt about it publicly, and that's quite a rare thing when it comes to the United States decision. But strategically, it causes a lot of problems.
The U.S. troop pullout has temporarily paused, the Pentagon announcing the deployment of several thousand troops to aid in the evacuation of Americans from Kabul.
Most U.S. troops had already left the country, but the Pentagon is sending some back to help beef up security.
We still have more than 650 troops in Kabul right now. These 3,000 will join them there.
Spokesman John Kirby says the short-term mission is to safely evacuate some U.S. embassy staff as Taliban militants quickly capture provincial cities throughout Afghanistan.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the Afghanistan crisis not keeping President Biden at the White House. He is off on vacation. A rainy, windy weekend ahead across Florida. A storm called Fred pays a visit. The National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi.
The prediction is for 3 to 7 inches of rain across a big chunk of Florida, but there could be isolated pockets of up to 10 inches. So certainly flooding is a possibility.
And tropical storm warnings are up for the Florida Keys. On Wall Street this hour, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up 26 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 9. And the S&P is trading 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then, just 3 months later,
Extortion 17 requested permission to take off.
A U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others entered the Tagi Valley.
That's all flash. You seen flash? Everybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Extortion 17, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history. Now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened? The SEAL Team 6, that dreadful night. Fallen Angel. Extortion 17. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Echoes of 1967 in East Jerusalem, where the remains of a Jordanian soldier still clutching his rifle have been uncovered.
These skeletal remains were discovered during construction work in what's called the Ammunition Hill area of occupied East Jerusalem. Along with the rifle still held in the soldier's hand, there was a bayonet in his belt and bullets and grenades nearby. It's most likely that the man was killed while defending his post during one of the fiercest battles of the Six-Day War in 1967. Israeli paratroopers stormed and captured a military position on Ammunition Hill, killing more than 70 Jordanian soldiers.
The BBC's Alan Johnston. A new fire has erupted on Greece's island of Evia, but south of the area where a massive blaze decimated forests, torched homes, and still smoldered 10 days after it started. Townhall.com. A widely recognized clothing and footwear company is being sold.
Athletic wear company Adidas is selling its Reebok division to Authentic Brands Group for $2.5 billion. Adidas has owned Reebok for about 15 years, but its efforts to revitalize the brand fell short, and as sales lagged, Reebok was dragging down profits at Adidas, so it decided the time was right to sell. Ken Lorman reporting. Wildfires continue to burn across large areas of the West, gripped by dangerously hot, dry weather. Towns and ranch land in Montana and California being threatened by the flames. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized an extra dose of the Pfizer or the Moderna COVID-19 vaccines for people with weakened immune systems. It would be a third booster shot. To get on Wall Street, the Dow is up 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott today, Friday the 13th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with the weather and a fire update, but just give us the weather because we have a guest waiting to come on here.
Well, it's currently 74 degrees. It's going to be hazy through Saturday, it looks like. Today is a high of 106, a low of 73. Tomorrow, a high of 108, a low of 75. Sunday, a high of 110, a low of 73, and Monday, a high of 105, a low of 71. And then it just kind of hovers around 101 for the next few days.
Okay. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for both seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Susan Eastman is on the line with us. Good morning, Susan. You're back.
Good morning. I'm back. I'm back in the smoke with everybody else.
Oh, gosh. Was it good getting out of the smoke for a while?
It was. It was. It was really nice. I was bicycling through Idaho on a road trip with a woman tourist. And so it was so fun because I was outside every day and getting exercise. It was really great.
Was there very much smoke up there?
No. Started out in Spokane, and there was a little bit of smoke prior to me arriving, but then it was gone. They had some wind, and it blew right away, right out of the way.
Oh, okay.
So good. Well, you know, let's go to the market.
Oh, yeah.
The major averages are in the green right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 21 points at 35,521. The S&P 500 positive 2 points at 4,463. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 4 points at 14,820. Active stocks this morning, AMD up $4.15, trade at 110.61. Disney up $5.40. At 184.63, Pfizer up 62 cents, trading at 47.86. Stocks of local interest, FedEx up $1.65 at $277.75 per share. Costco up $2.63, trading at $447.99. That is a new high. Target down 55 cents at $261.33. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.31%. And over to commodities, gold is up $18 an ounce at $1,772. Silver positive 52 cents at $23 per ounce. And crude oil is trading at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments at Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Have a great weekend.
You too. Nice to talk to you again. Bye-bye.
You bet. Susan, you can reach Susan at 2701 Park Marina Drive on the second floor there. Give her a call at 244-7199. It appears that my guest, I was all excited about, is on vacation. So, damn. So we got open line, my friends, open line. So, you know, a number of things to talk about. You know, if I look at the chat room, I only catch like a snapshot of the chat room because it goes by fast. But I see in here that you know, everything from Trump got the Iranian general to comments about LOL Idaho, in the Mueller report. Also, we had with us Kathy Darlin Allen earlier this week, and she was mailed, should have been mailed yesterday, the ballots, and or not the, but the information, your voters package for September 14th about the recall election. And she gave me a sample ballot, and on the front page it's voter nominated state, show Gavin Newsom be recalled, and then in parentheses, removed from the office of governor, for people that don't know what recall means. And it's a simple yes or no. So after you put down the yes, and then on the turn it over, and the next page there are 42 candidates, ranging from the Green Party to no party preference, and they are an entertainer. Angeline is, from what I understand from a dinner last night, was that she's in the adult entertainment industry. But then you've got other people with maybe a different idea on how to run California, Kevin Kiley, Ted Gaines, of course, Caitlyn Jenner, and of course, Larry Elder, who seems to be leading the pack right now. Republican broadcaster and author. The state Republican Party has chosen not to endorse any of the candidates here. You've also got more entertainers. I'm almost afraid to look up their names and see what they entertain at. The former mayor of San Diego. They've got Kevin Faulkner. You've got many that just say no party preference, and there's a number of Democrats that are also running. Also, so this is going to be interesting. And a lot of people think that there's no chance that Gavin Newsom is going to be recalled. But if you think about what's going on right now, that Gavin Newsom is heading up a government whose state is on fire, where billions of dollars that could have been spent on fire mitigation is being put into a train that goes nowhere. That the chances of this high-speed train going the way it was planned is, I think, probably nil. And we haven't even gotten into the fact that when they get up into certain geological areas of our state, they're not going to be able to even move through there. So is the train's going to eventually get back over to the original train tracks that can't take a high-speed train? The billions that are being spent there. Think about this, my friends. What could that have been used to help mitigate these fires? And now with his, with him closing down state prisons and fire camps, this is just an indication that this man has no concept of reality, of what's going on, that closes down businesses. And, this is an old thing, but he went to a very, very exclusive restaurant, unmasked, when he was shutting businesses down. He has no concept. He is, what did he do as lieutenant governor, except get ready to run for governor? And now he's governor. And what has he done? He showed up in Greenville. The only time he's visited these fires in the town that has burnt down. And frankly, Gavin, you should have said, this is my fault. This is, I haven't done anything. I have lied about how many, what I've done. And the fact is that we had another town burn down. We've had 5,000 structures burned down. We don't even talk about fires that are, unless they're, 20,000 acres. And there's many of them out there that are 2,000-acre fires. That's a big fire. I'm sure all of our listeners can remember when a 10,000-acre fire was a big thing. Not anymore. 507,000. What's the latest update now on fires, buddy?
I know the Dixie fire is, 515,000 acres with 31% containment. The 2,000-acre fire, which you were talking about, is in Klamath National Forest, and that is 1% contained. And I know, I think when I first read that, I went, it's only 1,500 acres, because that's the new norm.
It's only 1,500 acres?
When I first saw the fire a couple days ago.
Yeah, and so how much is it now?
It's 2,000 acres.
Well, okay, so that one's growing slower.
Yeah, right.
Are they fighting it, I wonder? Is it what kind of containment?
It's only 1% containment.
Yeah, so they don't have enough firefighters to throw at ones that are 1,500 acres. Now it's 2,000 acres, and then it grows exponentially, as we know, from there. And the weather, once the wind starts blowing, It's just, I don't even know what to say anymore, except God bless our firefighters out there. Like I said, my friend FaceTimed me from the Antelope Fire, from his place. And there were helicopters rolling in every 3 minutes. And they were using his lakes. He's got two lakes up there. And they were filling up their helicopter, you know, the apparatus, the containers from his lakes, and going back and trying to hit this fire to slow it down. Every 3 minutes, you think about that. How many helicopters are rolling in there? I don't know, maybe they've got five assigned or something like that to that. They've got to sit down. They've got to bring in the next group. How many billions did we spend on the train to nowhere that could have been used to lease the bigger planes, the planes that can do the retardant drops, more helicopters? What happened to, the National Guard has helicopters. Why not train the National Guard how to use them so they can fight fires and dump water in places, retardant? Why not actually go to the government, to the feds, and say, you know what, you've got Camp Pendleton down there and a whole division and the air wing of Marines down there that would be glad to help. They've used them before to help fight these fires. But see, what we're doing is we're taking away the ability to fight fires by closing down the camps. What kind of common sense does it take to say, my state's burning down, and I'm closing the camps down? This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, Cypress Square Barbershop's a veteran-owned business. It's been around, again, for them for a couple of decades, minimum. I started getting my hair cut there when I first moved to Redding. I haven't left there because I've been extremely happy with the haircuts and the ambiance and just the people down there. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. They work on appointments, so you can make your appointment, come in, get your haircut, and leave, or just kind of sit there, get in early, and hang around for a little bit. Give them a call at 244-9478. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBond, it's Friday the 13th. It's the day to blame other people. This is your national blame other people for things today. I don't even know where to start. Can I? My dad bought an Edsel. Was it his fault? You know, I just remember that Edsel being kind of a cool car back then. I mean, so I'm not sure what happened, but Dad bought an Edsel. We had that for a while. Of course, Dad bought a Hudson too, and a Studebaker. All of which went out of service. I'm not blaming my father for that, by the way. 8:22 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance. You know, hey, Maxwell Insurance is the place. If you're looking for insurance, especially with these fires going on, Judy Maxwell knows what she's talking about. And she's helped people gain insurance for their homes and their possessions for years. How about since 1993? She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. She's got a special spot in her heart for veterans, too. Give her a call at 221-0441 on her insurance side, but also on her financial side. If you want a second opinion on retirement plans or 401s, give Judy or one of her top professionals a call for a free review and evaluation. 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. The amount of disdain, the amount of impact that these vaccination mandates is having. A New York City vaccination passport is going to, you know, to, you have to have it to go places, to work, all these. It's going to impact on, it says, on 72%, I don't know how they get this percentage, of young black residents who have not been vaccinated. Biden is now looking at a vax mandate for interstate travel. So what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to have checkpoints at the borders that you have to show your vaccination certificate? I mean, is this starting to smack of the government laying in like this. I don't remember us having to show, you know, passports. Oh, yeah, all of our kids are inoculated against polio and the flu. I mean, it's, I mean, you don't, people don't care if you get a flu shot or not. I am not against vaccinations. What I am against is the government taking control of people's lives against their will. And, you know, oh, Carl, you wear a seatbelt. Seatbelt, to me, is my choice. I don't have to wear a seatbelt. There's many people that don't. Can I get a ticket for that? Yeah, but see, that's my choice. I can get a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt. My insurance goes up. There's ramifications to it. But I just happen to believe that wearing a seatbelt makes sense. I believe wearing a helmet when you're riding a motorcycle makes sense. Do I wear a helmet all the time when I rode my motorcycle? No. When I went to Sturgis with 700,000 of my closest friends, I didn't wear a helmet. Probably should have, because you have so many riders out there that the only time they ride their motorcycle is when they trailer it into Sturgis for that year. And, of course, Fauci is really upset about the number of people going to Sturgis, all those unprotected people. Yet I notice he didn't mention anything, of course, about President Obama's 60th birthday party with hundreds of people there in a close area outside that weren't wearing masks. They were having a great time. Is anybody going to keep track of that? Of course not. Is anybody going to mention it? Nobody on the regular press is going to mention it. And this is where people lose confidence. When you just, you know, when you pick and choose what you want to talk about, and then when you change the rules, and when you change what you've said before, people lose confidence in their government like that. When you think about it, that do you wear masks? Fauci said at one time masks don't do anything, yet we're requiring masks for the kids in schools. And there's parents fighting this all over the country, including right here in Shasta County. Why do our kids have to wear masks in school? Is it good for them? Is it? And then there is no alternative except to pull your kid out of school. Now, the teachers' unions are in a quandary about this because, oh, no, you've got to wear a mask. But they also had the regulation that if you don't want to wear a mask, then you can pull your kids out of school. And where do they go to? They can go to other schools like charter schools that may not have those masking requirements. So they're going to leave the schools because schools want to keep children in there. Why? Because you count. For every child that's in there, you get money. So children leave the schools. They get less money for the school district in a lot of cases. The kids go to a charter school or another school, or they go to homeschooling. It'd be interesting to see how much homeschooling has grown this year. Last year, you can't really tell because of the situation it was. But now schools are open again. How many parents are now choosing to homeschool their kids? I know a person that is an extremely bright person, and her kids were homeschooled last year, and she said, I'm not sending them back this year for a variety of reasons, and it's not mask. It's that I just don't believe they're getting the education that is required in today's society to move forward with their lives. Now, it's, of course, Shasta County has good schools. But there are things that Shasta County teaches because the state says you will teach this. Or you can't do this, or you've got to, we've got incredible, well, I don't know how many school districts we have. We've talked about that one day, and I think it's like 24 different school districts with superintendents and principals in each district. Only two of them combined their admin in schools from ranging from 32 kids to 17. 17 kids in a school district. To me, it seems like we could probably do that better. But the people in that district want their own school. They want some kind of control over what's being taught to their kids. So how do you blame them for that? 8:29 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has got a number of things going for them besides being one of the top hospitals in the United States. It's one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals.
in the United States. It's gotten the highest rated, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They've got the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, less pain, a lot less invasive, reduced risk and faster recovery times. They have the TAVR valve replacement over there where they used to have to cut your chest open to fix your, put a valve in there. Now they can do it, via, pushing it through your vein. And you literally are up that afternoon and going home the next day instead of being in the hospital 3 days. I mean, there's just so many things that are going over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they're getting ready to open up a residency program there next year. That's going to have, when it gets to its fruition, it's going to have 24 residents working there. And of the 24 residents, how many of them can we keep up here in Reading? Once they get here, I think they're going to enjoy it. So that means more doctors in our area. All of this is going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service.
30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundation promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Friday the 13th, the day where you can blame the national blame somebody else today. Let's just blame, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I said I'd blame Raposa, you know, for everything, and then I said, well, no, I can gain, you know, let's blame Gavin. Running on empty, you know, right now our firefighting efforts is, you know, we're so totally off the budget scale, you know, for fighting fires. But when we're fighting fires, we think, of course, of our first responders. But I like to also think of companies like SST Oil that's, you know, been here in Reading since 1967. But part of their job is delivering the fuel, the gas, the diesel, the, you know, to our firefighters so they can continue fighting, you know, the bulldozers, chainsaws, trucks, but also the jet fuel that goes to the aircraft that are, you know, in constant attacks against the fires. SST Oil is out there too on the front lines getting, delivering the fuel so that they can help, the firefighters keep the fight going in, throughout the state here. SST Oil, you know, they're always looking, they're an employee-owned company, and they're always looking for good, good employees. They're always looking for drivers. They take care of their people. Their CEO came up through the ranks, so he understands what it's like to drive and to take, to do these kind of things. And they take care of their people, like I said. Give them a call at 241-1167. The cost of fighting fires in California is just the last year, the emergency funds was only $900 million short, $900 million short for what they needed. The fire this year is already estimated to be like $1.5 million right now, and I could be wrong on that one. Let me see. I'll check back on that. $1.2 billion for the most recent fiscal year, which ended in June 30th. And you can see that these numbers are going up every year. Last year, you know, even though last year doesn't seem like we had a lot of fires up here, they had some of the biggest fires last year. And the state budgeted $373 million for its emergency fund, which ended up being about $900 million short, according to a report from the Legislative Analysis Office. These are the type of years you cannot plan when it comes to a budget, but five of the seven largest fires in state history were in 2020. But from 2000 to 2014, the emergency fund's expenses only once exceeded the $500 million in a fiscal year. Since 2015, they've broken the $500 million mark every year, according to CAL FIRE data. So you say to yourself, how much more can it burn? But now it's burning in the footprints of old fires. And we still don't clear out the underbrush. We still don't do the logging that is required to mitigate this. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Carl. On Sunday at 9 o'clock on Jefferson State of Mind, Mark Baird is going to be our guest. He's been fighting these fires. He just got back home. He's been fighting the Dixie Fire. He's a pilot and has been a pilot for 45 years. So he's going to give us a firsthand look at what's going on, how the money's being spent, and he will also be talking about the Second Amendment case that he has in California, and he's going to be giving us an update on that. That'll be this Sunday morning, 9 o'clock on Jefferson State of Mind, and I think it'll be very insightful on what he talks about as far as the fires go. So,
who are you leaning towards when Newsom gets recalled for being governor?
Pardon me?
Who are you leaning towards? It doesn't mean you're going to vote for him.
I think that probably the two best candidates are Kevin Kiley, because he's been there. He actually has been out there fighting pretty well. I know Kevin Kiley personally. Larry Elder, I don't know.
He was on the show.
He has some good things to say, and there's pros and cons. It's going to be one of those things. I think those two are probably the two best. Ted Gaines, I mean, Ted who? I think he visited up here once or something. The rest of them. So I think it's probably between Kiley and Larry Elder. At least that's what I'm hoping. So not totally sure yet. I don't think we've, I mean, a lamppost and pants would be better than what we have now, so.
And you know, it's national blame somebody else today. So you probably didn't hear the beginning of the show when I said, okay, I'm going to blame Raposa.
Okay.
Thanks, Jerry.
You bet.
Okay, Sunday there. And I'm going to try and get Mark Baird also on the show. Not necessarily for political, but because of what he does in the fighting the fires. I'd like to hear from a pilot how that works. It's obviously not a safe job. And it's, you know, it used to be a very seasonal job, you know, 3 months, maybe four. Now we're being told it could burn into the winter, these fires, into the winter. So, but tell the kids not to worry. Santa is going to be able to find Northern California by just following the smoke from afar. And then when he gets closer, he'll be able to see the fires themselves, and then he can vector in from there. I'm sure he's got IFR on his sled. I'm at the point where I don't even know to even speaking of talking about fires anymore. I mean, what else can we say about fires? What else can we say about COVID vaccinations, the rise of COVID again? I don't know how much more we can say. When we talk about the border situation, it's like, you know, in the first hour we talked about how the Department of Homeland Security admits the border crisis is unsustainable. How much more can you talk about it? And you wonder to yourself, why there isn't more consternation on this. Why, you know, you trust me, you know, if the last president had been having this problem, it had been front page news. The other thing is, Jared, look up how many people have died since President Biden has taken office under COVID. We used to get a daily report on that. We don't get that anymore. Why is that? Why are there things that you and I, that affects us, the cost of gas, inflation is going up. I mean, it is for people that say, oh, yeah, well, I'm making more money now. Well, no, in reality, you're not making more money because the cost of everything has just gone up dramatically under this president. And the state of California is getting ready to have a huge increase on pork prices here soon because of the initiative passed by the people that pigs need to have a certain amount of room. It's inhumane to keep them in smaller places. Well, for the hog producers to do that, that means they've got a finite amount of room there. So that means, and then they have to take out the number of pigs. So if they're raising 350 pigs, now they can only raise 300 pigs. So then the prices just go up. They're fighting this in court, but this is an initiative that was passed, you know, several years ago, and so far the hog producers haven't done anything. You can say that, well, you had your chance, but any way you look at it, even if they acquiesce to this, that the cost of pork is going to go up. Of course, the cost of pork in the United States has always been very high, mainly the pork that is served in Washington, D.C., where you have Republicans or Democrats voting for things because it just means that money flows into their areas there. But how much money can keep flowing into those areas, which isn't good for our country? What happens to the point of just saying, why don't we do something that's right for our country? instead of what's right for my district. Why? It's because of re-elections. 156,000 people have died from COVID since President Biden took office back in January. And I'm not sure what that kind of percentage is, but this is with all of the vaccines, the masking, and all of this. 70% of the population of the United States has had one shot or more of vaccines. Yet in certain areas and in certain ethnic groups, that number is down into the 30s or 40s. We're going to have Kerry Schutte on Monday from the Health and Human Services right here in Shasta County to discuss that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Ella French and what happened there and the response. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Californians can make history this summer. First by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. As a state lawmaker, I fought the tax and spend liberals at the Capitol. As an independent business owner, I fight big insurance companies on behalf of small businesses. On California's tax board, I fight to uphold Prop 13 and protect homeowners and taxpayers. I'm running for governor because we can rescue our state from Newsom's failed agenda. As your governor, I'll slash the gas tax and keep cost of living in check. I'll stop liberal plans to defund the police, and I will veto any bill that raises taxes, period. You deserve a governor who can transform California into a safe and affordable place to raise a family. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor.
Visit TedGaines.com. Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBot, 8:49 in the morning here on Friday the 13th. And phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 74 degrees out there. Smoky, the air quality index is 167, which is unhealthy. So if you have people with asthma problems, lung problems, sinus problems, you probably want to stay inside today. And even being out for healthy people for any extended period of time isn't good for you. Who's Ella French? Ella French was a 29-year-old lady who decided to do something for her community. Became a police officer in Chicago. She was shot August 7th and killed in the line of duty. She and another officer pulled over a car with three men in it. And when she walked up to the car, one of them turned and shot her in the head, severely, and then shot her partner, severely wounding them. The other police had shown up, and the shooter was wounded, not critically, and all three were arrested. Two for being, you know, one for doing the shooting, one for being involved with it, but the third one, it appears, is the one that owned the firearm that this guy used. So, you know, there have been reports that she'd just gotten back from maternity leave and all that, which isn't true. She was just a young woman who was serving on the Chicago Police Department and was a had high comments from her fellow officers. And this one lady, when the police botched a raid and hit the wrong house, the lady said that Officer French had treated her very, very well and was, you know, very caring over what happened. It's bad enough to botch a raid, get the wrong address, but then to be rude about it, you know, it's also, I would think, would be the kind of the epitome of rudeness. But what's happened since then? The Chicago Police Department's had enough. When Mayor Lightfoot came to the hospital after the two officers were shot and French was killed, the police officers stood up and turned their back on Mayor Lightfoot. It's a battle going on there. They believe, they truly believe, that she has thrown them under the bus, that she doesn't care about their safety. You know, it's part of the defunding. They've had money shifted away from them. The homicide rates in Chicago are astronomical. Every weekend, it's on national news. How many people are shot and killed in Chicago? You know, you don't see the spots. You see where people like Officer French are killed. But you don't see the other things like officers wounded, officers stabbed, officers shot and not killed, officers hit with cars, officers hit with bricks. I mean, you know, in New York City, people attacking officers with impunity, it seems like. I can't imagine that happening in Reading. But here's the thing, is this movement, defund the police, whatever you want to call it, has reached across the country. So now that young men and women who may have wanted to serve their community by being a police officer are taking second thoughts about it. Where before, you know, 100 applicants for a job to work for the police or the sheriff, it's down to like 12 or 15. And then you've got to pick the best one out of that. And they're not going to settle if, you know, for people that can't do the job. Even after going through the process here in Reading, getting them through the academy, the ones who don't change their mind while they're in the academy, and you get them back here on the job in Reading, only like about 45% make it through. Either the police tell them that, you know, you just don't have the right temperament for this job. Or the person, while they're doing it, realizes they don't want to do this. When you have police officers who are legacies telling their kids, you don't want to get into this job. There's too many changes. There's too many things happening. Our police officers in Reading, our sheriff's deputies and the sheriff's department in Reading feel the support from our community. It's not the support. It's the other things. The changes in laws. The fact of arresting people time after time after time and just to see them released. Part of that problem is, of course, we don't have room in the jail. The other part is Prop 109. We have people in jail for, been sentenced in the Shasta County Jail for 6 years. There may be longer now, but the last one I checked, the longest was 6 years in the county jail. It's not supposed to be like that. They go to county jails for like a year or less for less heinous crimes. But we can't do that anymore. We've got to keep them here. They're closed down two. They're closed down one state prison. They're getting ready to close down Susanville and destroy that town. And then when you add 109 on that, or not, or Prop 47 and 57 on that, this is what we're getting. We're getting criminals coming out, and with that, with criminals coming out early out of the jails, what do? They remain criminals. Sorry, not all of them. Not all of them. So, and then when you add on to that, the problems with COVID and the problems with, you know, right now, businesses are begging for people. Bruce Dean, the president of Black Bear Diners, you know, and he's going to be on sometime in September when we get him, we get everything back and lined up. But at one time, he was adamantly against his $15 an hour minimum wage. And he says, you know what? We've just blown by that because you can't get people to work. So here we are. Are we at the beginning of the perfect wave where things are going to break down? You know, the changes are happening too fast for a bureaucracy to change along with it. There's a lot of things that are going on that in our society that we don't have anything to say about it, or very little to say about it. And so, you know, is it any wonder why people are angry? You're not going to change the bureaucracy in D.C. So what can you change? Well, some people, you know, you can change it at the lowest level. That's why it's so important to vote. The people doing a recall have an absolute right. They feel like, hey, you know what? We can do better than this. And but Gavin Newsom, I think that Gavin Newsom has had his chance and he's failed. The recall we're having here in Shasta County is, you know, it's strange. It's conditions here that, you know, some people find intolerable, and while other people say, no, it's not that bad. The, you know, supporting the right of people to have a recall is important. Whether you support the reasons for the recall is different. But supporting the right to have a recall is absolutely American. There's more than just Shasta County having a recall. I think there's like 27 or more places in the United States or in California that are going on recalls right now for a variety of reasons. Because people are fed up. It's not always the fault. In this case of the county, you get edicts down from a government who has no concept of how to lead, who believes that the same decisions for L.A. should be the same decisions for Shasta County and MoDoc County when it comes to shutting down for the COVID and other things like that. One size doesn't fit all in a state, and Newsom wasn't bright enough to figure this out. to let the counties figure out what works for us, to keep our businesses open, to say that all businesses are essential. And I, you know, with this new rise in the Delta, it's going to be interesting to see what the Board of Supervisors say about that. Are all businesses essential? I think they are. I mean, if you mean feeding your kids and keeping your mortgage going, yeah, that's pretty much an essential business. How can you say one business is more essential than others? You can't. Okay, everybody. 110 this weekend. Add that to the smoke. And, you know, but try and stay as cool as you can. Try to stay out of the real unhealthy areas of smoke. There's a lot of things happening. Sheriff Mike Johnson is being sworn in at 3 o'clock today at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors chambers in there, if you want to go down and take a look at that, and see a new sheriff get sworn in. Next Monday, Scar and a guy by the name of Mike Rimmer is going to tell you why he's...